Good morning. I'd like to call the opening bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 44500 through 44525 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, the revised statutes of 1950 as amended. There are no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn, and we can proceed with the opening of the bids as soon as Becky gets here.
This way. Good.
Start opening up. He's made the announcement. I wanted to, he didn't want to.
We received one bid on track 44500, advertised as 52.27 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Crew Energy, LLC. Crew Energy, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary return with a cash payment of $10,500. $10,500, or a per acre value of $200.88. Annual rentals are $5,250. $5,250. Royalties are 21%. We receive one bid on track 44501. Advertised as 2.6 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary return with a cash payment of $260. $260, or a per acre value of $100. Annual rentals are $130. $130. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44502 or 503. We did receive one bid on track 44504, advertised as 34 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is BW Waters, Inc. BW Waters, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,500. $8,500, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $4,250. $4,250. Royalties are 22.5%. We receive one bid on track 44505, advertised as 2,497.27 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 15 acres. 15 acres. The bidder is Lobo Operating, Inc. Lobo Operating, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,375. $3,375, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $1,687.50. $1,687.50. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 44506. We did receive one bid on track 44507, advertised as 607 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 266 acres. 266 acres. The bidder is Audubon Energy, LLC. Audubon Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $46,550. $46,550, or a per acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $23,275. $23,275. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44508. We did receive two bids on track 44509. Advertised as 1,696 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 192 acres. 192 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $48,960. $48,960, or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $24,480. $24,480. Royalties are 21.5%. The second bid on track 44509 is also for a portion containing 6.71 acres. 6.71 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,711.05. $1,711.05. $711.05, or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $855.53. $855.53. Royalties are 21.5%. We received 5 bids on track 44510, advertised as 2,025 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 274 acres. 274 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $103,298. $103,298. Or a per acre value of $377. Annual rentals are $51,649. $51,649. Royalties are 22%. The second bid on track 44510 is for a portion containing 161 acres. 161 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $41,055. $41,055. Or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $20,527.50. $20,527.50. Royalties are 21.5%. The third bid on track 44510 is for a portion containing 42 acres. 42 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,622. $20,622. Or a per acre value of $491. Annual rentals are $10,311. $10,311. Royalties are 24%. The fourth bid on track 44510 is for a portion containing 13 acres. 13 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,315. $3,315. Or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $1,657.50. $1,657.50. Royalties are 21.5%. And the final bid on track 44510 is for a portion containing 35 acres. 35 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation, Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,675. $10,675, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $5,337.50. $5,337.50. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44511 through 44518. We did receive one bid on track 44519, advertised as 1,685 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 563 acres. 563 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $98,525. $98,525, or a per acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $49,263. $49,263. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44520. We did receive one bid on track 44521, advertised as 13 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 11 acres. 11 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,925. $1,925, or a per acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $963. $963. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 44522, advertised as 1,745 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 652 acres. 652 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $114,100. $114,100. Or a per acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $57,050. $57,050. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 44523, advertised as 0.4 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is McGinty Doolin, Inc. McGinty Doolin, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $44. $44, or a per acre value of $110. Annual rentals are $22. $22. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44524, advertised as 6.4 acres, and the bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is McGinty Durham, Inc. McGinty Durham, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $704. $704, or a per acre value of $110. Annual rentals are $352. $352. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44525, advertised as 52.91 acres, and the bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is McGinty Durham, Inc. McGinty Durham, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,820.10. $5,820.10. Or a per acre value of $110. Annual rentals are $2,910.05. $2,910.05. Royalties are 20%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening to bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
We should, everybody should be on.
Yeah, okay, good.
Before we start today's committee meetings, I believe we all need to take the oath of office for our reappointments. Mr. Seidemann, can you help us with that, please?
Is the recorder working?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Something? All right, folks. I know that today... I know today we've got one newly appointed board member, and then four of y'all have been reappointed. We are expecting a couple more appointments over the next few days. But before we get going with the meetings today, I want to go on and administer the oaths for those of you who are here. I understand Mr. Segura will be late. I'll catch him when he comes in. So, when I get to the part of this, which is the second word, where I say I and then stop, a pause for a second, y'all need to fill in that pause with your name. And that's the most difficult part of this whole process. So it's real short, but if you all, the members, will stand and raise your right hand. I,
Thomas Arnold,
do solemnly swear that I will support.
Solemnly swear that I will support
the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States. States.
And the Constitution and the laws of this state.
And the Constitution and the laws of this state.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially
discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform
all the duties incumbent on me.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
As a member of the State Mineral and Energy Board.
As a member of the State Mineral and Energy Board.
Billy? all right, folks. That's it. Y'all have been officially sworn in except for Paul. If you guys will, please. If you guys will sign the forms that you've got, there's a signature line right under the section that I just read. There is also a signature line at the bottom acknowledging that you've received a copy of the ethics code. So if you can sign both of those, and Stacy, are you going to collect them up? Okay, if y'all can give them to Stacy, then we are good to go from there. Paul, I will attend to you later. I'd like to call the Lease Review Committee. I'll take a roll call. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Mrs. LeBlanc?
Here.
Mr. Hike?
Here.
Mrs. Segura?
Here.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Jason, go ahead, please present the agenda items today, and I appoint you as our designee.
Yes, sir. Chairman, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,533 active leases covering nearly 638,000 acres. The GE staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 96 leases covering approximately 16,000 acres. And of those 96, there are two leases discussed in more detail today. Let's start with State Lease 340C, selection designated areas 1 through 5. These are reassigned acreage in the Rabbit Island Field. Lessees or Shoreline Southeastern, Castex Energy Development, and Rabbit Island LP are lessees. The committee last reviewed this lease on October 14, 2015. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that the current lessees parties be granted until February 10, 2016 to meet with the staff to present a definite plan development for designated areas 1 through 5. Or in lieu thereof, their plans to release the non-producing state lease acreage. On January 28, 2016, the parties traveled to Illinois' office for a meeting with the staff. A presentation was made that outlined the parties' activities since their 2011 acquisition of the property and their future plans over the designated areas. Highlights of that presentation were: they performed 11 workover and recompletions, sidetracked the number, State Lease 340 number 27, multiple times in an attempt to make it produce. They've acquired 320 million square miles of 3D data. Capital expenditure to date is $20 million. Rabbit Island Field Prospect inventory stands at 12. Commodity prices triggers have been set for each prospect. Discussion was made for the parties to identify approximately 10% of the total non-productive designated area acreage for a partial release by the end of 2016. The staff is recommending that the parties lease activity update in their future development plan, and that they be granted until December 14, 2016 to submit a status report on lease development activity, and a partial release of approximately 10% of of the total non-productive designated area acreage. Are there any questions? Moving on to statements 2620, Lake Pelto Field, Texas Petroleum Investment and Castex Energy Partners, or lessees. The committee last reviewed this lease on July 8, 2015. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant the lessees until January 13, 2016 to commit to the drilling of a well by the second quarter of 2016 on the lease a portion of the undeveloped acreage. By letter dated February 1, 2016, Texas Petroleum Investment reported four wells in the lease are currently maintaining the lease. They continue to pursue two prospects on the lease to bring to drill status, but due to commodity prices, TPIC has curtailed indefinitely nearly all of their discretionary spending. A check on the Sunrise system showed approximately they're producing 100 MCF a day and about 70 barrels of oil being contributed to the lease. And as you all well know, that current commodity prices are affecting companies' activities on their leases, and that most companies are seeking simply to maintain their leases through production. The staff is recommending accepting TPIC's report and that they provide a status update by February 9, 2017 on activities affecting this lease. Are there any questions? Okay, Mr. Bradbury is going to give a force majeure report.
Good morning, members of the board. Welcome back. I have two matters to bring to the attention of the board this month. One is a request by CSL Exploration LP for a recognition of a force majeure after the fact affecting State Lease 20878. This was a situation where they had initially tried to move a rig on location in May, and the cable snapped due to occurrence. They realized they had to get out there with a different kind of equipment and rig. When they did that, they determined that they were going to have to move a part of the production facility, and their coastal use permit had to be renewed, and they required a Corps of Engineering permit, a whole bunch of permits that weren't previously necessary. So with this, this will maintain the lease. They did actually get out there in October, get the well back on production. It's doing quite pretty well right now. So we're going to request the board would, or the staff would recommend to the board that you recognize the force majeure condition after the fact for the period of July 27th, 2015 through October 26th, 2015. The second matter to bring to attention is for information. There was a request by Pennington Oil and Gas. They requested recognition of force majeure affecting State Lease 18804 due to the rising Mississippi floodwaters. The staff reviewed this and determined that there was language in the lease that they could maintain the lease with shut-in payments. So we've recommended to them that if they're unable to restore production by April 3rd, 2016, that they get a shut-in payment. And that is it. Everything else is old business.
Thank you. You've heard the staff's report and recommendations. Any comments or questions from the committee? Yes, sir, Mr. Hike.
Sir, the first request for force majeure, does that truly fall within the definition of force majeure?
Yes. Well, based upon the existing policy, it does, because it's a permitting problem.
Policy?
Yeah, we have a 2005 policy that should be in your books that provides for, where is it? Unreasonable delay by federal or other agencies or the state of Louisiana or any other agencies, political, for getting a permit, basically. So we do have that within it. Now, is it within the traditional?
The answer is no.
The answer is no, but
In the new lease form, this is a suspending event that will be set up in the new language in the once we get that approved. But for right now, it's considered a force majeure in, under our current policy.
I assume that was the reason that policy was adopted, because the old force majeure clause was not...
It wasn't adequate to cover it. So there were a lot of things that were added going up to 2000. There's a whole series of events that occurred and resolutions that occur up until we consolidated everything into a single policy that was issued by the board.
Thank you.
Any further comments or questions? Can I have a motion to approve staff recommendations? Move by Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Cordero. Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, that motion is approved and recommendations are approved. There being no further business, we are adjourned.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Hike?
Here.
Ms. LeBlanc? We have a quorum, and I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, members of the board. Approval by the board was previously granted to staff to process and advertise 26 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes for where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the February 11th, 2015, when lease sale, this office received 43 nominations for advertisement. 8 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the April 13, 2016 mineral lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. For the April 8, 2015 mineral sale, this office received 4 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the April 13, 2016 mineral lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and second to accept staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. That's it.
That completes okay. The items.
Motion and second to adjourn the committee. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Roll call for the audit committee meeting. Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Harris.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Hike.
Here.
Mrs. LeBlanc. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the audit committee meeting and appoint Mrs. Newman to please present the agenda.
Thank you. As of January 31st, 2016, field audit collections totaled $277,624. This includes $188,756 in royalty exceptions, $56,828 in interest, and $32,040 in penalty. 3 audits were closed during the month, bringing the current number of open royalty audits to 64. This also includes 10 bankruptcy audits. Royalties collected in January 2016 totaled $16,876,288, as compared to the same time last year, which was $34,991,824. Fiscal year-to-date collections total $149,677,622, as compared to last year, same time, which was $305,315,095. Monthly reports submitted in January of 2016 included 129 SR1s for oil, 164 SR2s for gas, 55 SR5s for plant products. In total, this was 348 SRs. The current average oil price per barrel as of January 31st, 2016 is $32.34. The price last year at the same time was $48.44. This is also a decrease of $6.54 per barrel since last month. The current average gas price per MMBTU as of January 31st, 2016 is $2.27. The price last year at the same time was $2.97. This is also an increase of 35 cents per MMBTUs since last month. The only item on the agenda this morning is the staff report to the committee that the election for February 2016 gas is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Tax Code Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. Since there are no items to vote on, at this time I will need a motion and a second to adjourn the committee. I have a motion from Mr. Hike, a second from Mr. Cordero. At this time, the Audit Review Committee is adjourned. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to convene the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. I'll do a roll call. Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Yes. I'm here. Mr. Harris? Secretary Harris? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Lambert? Mr. Martin? Mr. Hike?
Here.
Ms. LeBlanc?
Here.
Mr. Perez? And the governor's designee. I believe we have a quorum. Designated Emil Pontno and Mr. Rickhead to present the information to us.
Item number one is a request by Shoreline Southeast LLC to extend the authority to escrow royalty payments previously granted by the board on August the 12th, 2015, attributable to acreage which is adversely claimed between the state of Louisiana, Louisiana Land and Exploration Company, and Plaquemines Parish Government. The acreage includes state lease number 21436 and is situated in the NRFSUA, L, Descarbus 12 RASUA, and the Descarbus 12 RESUA units in Bastion Bayfield, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. Shoreline continues to have an interest-bearing interest account set up at Whitney Bank and requests an extension of the authority to escrow royalty payments until the June 8, 2016 board meeting or the date of the next meeting of the board thereafter, should it not meet that month, to allow for evaluation and resolution of the adverse claim, and staff recommends approval of the extension.
All right. I have a question. So what is there any significance of June?
There's no significance. It's just giving them an anticipated time to resolve the issue, which will be with the other two items following as well.
Okay. Any questions or discussions on that item?
Motion to accept staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept staff's recommendation. All in favor? I need a second. I'm sorry. Do I have a second? Mr. Smith? Seconds. Any further questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item 2.
It is a request by Talos Gulf Coast Onshore LLC, which was the successor of GCER Onshore LLC, to extend the authority to escrow royalty payments previously granted by the board, attributable acreage, which is adversely claimed between the state of Louisiana and Louisiana Land and Exploration, regarding the ownership of acreage within the 86 RASUA State Lease 21092 Number 1 Well in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. DNR Legal Counsel and the Attorney General's Office have been in ongoing discussions with ConocoPhillips. They are making progress, but there is still quite a bit of discussion, negotiation, and evaluation left to do. Payments continue to be deposited into an interest-bearing account, and Talos requests an extension of authority to escrow royalty payments until
the August 10th, 2016 board meeting or the date of the next meeting of the board thereafter, should it not meet that month, to allow for evaluations and resolutions of the adverse claim. And staff recommends approval of this extension.
All right. We have a similar situation as the item before. Any questions or discussion? Do you have a motion? We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept staff's recommendation, and second by Secretary Harris. Any further questions or discussion or any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item 3.
A request by the Attorney General's Office and Hillcore Energy Corporation Company et al. For an extension of the escrow authority previously granted by the board related to title disputed acreage within state lease number 724-21150, 21152, and 21157, situated in the Sib Carse RASUA 4-Isle Dome Field in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. Additional time is needed to permit the interested parties to negotiate an amicable resolution of the title dispute. Payments continue to be deposited into the interest-bearing escrow account. The parties requested an extension of the authority to escrow royalty payments until August the 10th, 2016 board meeting or the date of the next meeting of the board thereafter. Should it not meet that month, to allow for evaluation and resolution of the adverse claim. Staff recommends approval of the extension.
All right. Any questions or discussion on item 3? Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Smith to accept staff's recommendation. Do you have a second? Second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item 4.
An assertion by EMU Exploration LLC that the release of leases of all gas and other liquid or gaseous minerals filed of record on January the 6th, 2014, under Act 1101456 in the conveyance records of St. Landry Parish mistakenly and erroneously included state lease number 20802. Further, EMU Exploration LLC requests that the State Mineral and Energy Board rescind any acceptance by the board of the release of State Lease Number 20802 and acknowledge that the release instrument has no effect on State Lease 20802. So EMU is asserting that the instrument intending to release State Lease Number 20759, 20803, and 20804 mistakenly and erroneously included state lease number 20802. Staff recommends that the board rescind any acceptance by the board of the release of state lease 20802 and acknowledge that the release instrument filed of record on January the 6, 2014 under Act 1101456 in the conveyance records of St. Landry Parish has no effect on state lease number 20802.
All right, do we have any questions or discussions? Do you have a motion? I have a motion by Mr. Smith for acceptance of staff's recommendation, second by Mr. Hike. Any further questions or public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Next item.
Item number 5 is a request by Shoreline Southeast LLC et al. For board authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement containing 216.826 acres or state-owned acres more or less situated within the EEPCCA RESUA unit in the Leeville Field Lafourche Parish. Staff has reviewed the request and it is in accordance with revised statute 3209. The operating agreement would be in the best interest of the state, and it is a recommendation that the board grant authority to staff to negotiate terms and confect an agreement. Staff recommends that acres be removed from commerce and unavailable for leasing until May 11, 2016, or until an operating agreement is confected and approved by the board, whichever occurs first.
All right. Any questions or discussion? Motion?
Motion
to approve staff's recommendation by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any further discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Item six. Number six. It is a staff request for approval of the proposed new lease form.
Thank you, Mr. Fontenot. For this item, the staff requests that the board grant final approval of the form subject to staff making any changes to correct drafting errors, internal inconsistencies, grammatical or punctuation errors. At this time, the staff does not believe that any additional substantive changes are in the best interest of the state. If substantive changes are later determined to be necessary, the staff would return to the board for approval of those such changes. We have people from industry who are in the audience wishing to speak.
Good morning. I'm Tommy Smart with the Onabane Law Firm, and this is Cynthia Nicholson with the Gordon Rada Law Firm, and Peck Haney is in the audience, and he's done a lot of work on this as well. We'd like to thank the staff and the board for considering our input and comments. At the last meeting, we requested an extension so that some additional cleanup could be done to the lease form. Since that time, as you know, we've exchanged some drafts and comments and had a meeting. The form was posted this past Friday. We sent some additional cleanup comments on late Monday, which the staff didn't really have time to consider. And we would, you know, we support the form being finalized, and we would like to the staff to consider, as you said, the typographical inconsistencies and those types of changes, which most of our comments were aimed at that, and we'd like to get those on the record and explain them so the board's aware of them, and so that to help in finalizing the form. And Cynthia is going to go through those.
And we're not going to go through every single detail because a lot of them were just purely typographical errors or spelling problems. So we're not going to go through all of those, but we're going to go through, there are about 10 basic things that we want to work with the staff on. And most of them we have talked to Stacy and the staff about, and we're in agreement on. The corrections just weren't made. One was the reference to pooling or unitization. Different terminology was used. You know, I'm sure you know you can maintain the lease by operations not only on the lease premises but on lands pooled or unitized therewith, which is a term we use a lot. But in
Ms.
the lease,
Nichols,
sorry,
can you give us the page and line number?
Of course.
You're referring to, so
of course, I didn't know if y'all had it in front of you.
Jim,
first.
Yes.
Could I ask a question first, though?
Yes.
Mr. Hyde, of the board, and that is, are we intending to attempt to adopt this lease today? Is that what the intent is of the board?
That's what the staff's request is and the staff's recommendation is.
Well, I guess this is a question for the attorney, and that is, could we not address the suggested changes one at a time and adopt those changes so that we can, I mean, if we adopt the changes that's either adopt or reject the changes being made by the industry, we can move forward with the possibility of adopting the lease.
Mr. Hike, the changes are
they're substantive.
Well, there are four pages of changes that they sent us on Monday afternoon, so to go through those would be time-consuming. If you would prefer, we could make those changes and come back next month.
So they are substantive?
They're internal. They're mostly typographical, drafting errors, spelling, punctuation, those kinds of things. The staff is not in agreement with any substantive changes at this point.
Are there recommended substantive changes?
I'll have to defer to...
Are there?
There are one or two.
Well, why weren't they brought up at our last meeting? I mean, we've been fiddling with this thing for a year or so.
I can't figure that. They've brought them up to the staff. They're just not suggestions. The staff is in agreement or in the best interest of the state.
We
have a disagreement on those.
I see.
And a couple of the changes probably are substantive, Stacy, but for some reason we're not included in the last draft the staff sent out. But I think we're in agreement they should be included. So we really have a combination of things.
So, but you said you have some typographical issues, but then there's some substantive issues that you all agree to, but...
Well, some were drafting errors to me. I think Tracy and I agreed. I think we've all agreed. They were drafting errors. Phrases that were left out of this last draft, or they were inserted, but inserted in the wrong place. Inconsistencies with definitions that we all agree it would be best if we use that same terminology.
How many are those?
Agreement.
How many are those?
Several. Like I said,
four pages?
We did spend 4 pages. We got the last draft on Friday, Friday. And we sent 4 pages of suggested changes.
But we'd even narrow those down to 7 to 10 that we went over with Stacy this morning. And I think most of those were really inconsistencies.
Right. All but one of those, I agree, are inconsistencies or drafting errors that we can fix. There's one that would require further discussion with the staff, but of the 7 they presented this morning, all of them are just technical changes.
So are you going to address just the substantive changes for us? Is that what your intention is?
I'm
not concerned about where the comma is or the period should be.
And sir, I wasn't going to do that. We had just 10 basic comments we wanted to make. I think we have an agreement on 9 of them. One of them we are not in agreement with, and we just wanted to put on the record our suggested change was regarding the audit provision that so far I know the staff has not agreed with us on.
Well, but In this listing, there's 16 items, some of them with, additional items within those paragraphs. Quite lengthy. I mean, it would take quite a while for you to go over these.
Oh, it would.
These 4 pages of 16 items, but some of them are quite lengthy. So.
Some of them are, but what we've done is try to go through and lump them together. Because some of them address similar issues, and some of them I think we can talk to the staff about and we can probably waive. We just were trying to, especially on complicated matters such as shut-in payments and offset wells, we were trying just to make the provisions very clear because they are complicated issues with a lot of exceptions and qualifications, and we were trying to make it very clear as to when you had to get approval, when the payment had to be made, what the timing was, due to its complexity, and I know the state hadn't accepted all of our changes on those, but we wanted to reiterate them just because we thought our changes made the lease just make a lot more sense and make it easier for everyone to work with.
Mr. Arnold, or Mr.
Hyde? Go ahead. Donald? If I could make a suggestion, maybe we can approve this lease form in principle, give them one more chance to discuss these issues, come back next month, make a final approval. Would that be acceptable to the staff?
Can I make a suggestion, sir? My thought is that, as much as I enjoy the presentation, I'd rather read about it, and I haven't had a chance to read it and try to compare it as to what is in the lease itself. Give us some time to do that. There's no problem with regards to the grammatical errors or the typographical errors, but I don't know if we should adopt the lease in principle right now. I think that might cause a problem, but as far as them giving us this information on the record, I mean, it's on the record. You gave the board the written objections that you might have, so it's on the record.
We're just trying to help. Whatever format y'all want, if the email's fine, that's...
What I'd like to hear, though, is if there's a disagreement between your position and staff's position, then I would like an exchange between the two at a time which we can evaluate how we're going to vote on those certain changes.
We can accommodate that. Excuse me. The staff will make all the typographical and technical changes, and then we can narrow it down to probably two or three issues on which we don't agree and come back to you next month if our guests can come back next month.
Of course. Or if you'd like, I mean, there are a couple we could address today, Stacy, if you'd like us just to discuss those.
Well, if there's a controversy between the staff and your position, I think we ought to have an exchange in front of the board so we can get a better idea of what those differences are. With all due respect to the process, I think that would be the way.
Not the grammatical.
Not the grammatical.
No,
but
I'm talking about the substantive ones. Changes.
I think next month would be preferable for the staff because the staff wasn't in a position to have their notes to defend their position at this time, but we can be prepared for next month.
So let's make a motion to that extent. That we defer any action on the lease until the next meeting, and that those of you that might have an objection to those certain areas of the lease would be prepared next week with a discussion by our staff as to what those issues are, and we take a position next meeting.
All right, we'll have a motion to defer action on the lease. We have a second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any other discussion or questions?
I got one other suggestion,
okay,
Mr. Chairman, and it has to do with force majeure, and that was one of the reasons that I talked about that a few minutes ago, and it appears on page 11 in section E, and my thinking is that there should be language included in there where it says, very last sentence in E, where it says accidents such as blowout, fire, or explosion. My thought would be that you should add the words including but not limited to blowout, fire, or explosion, because it may be interpreted that force majeure would be limited to those three events. Although the very next paragraph talks about a suspending event, but I think those words including but not limited to blowout, fire, or explosion should be added. You wouldn't have any problem with that, would you?
No, of course not.
No, sir.
So we've That's already. A suggestion?
Yes.
Okay.
For the staff.
Well, and what I would recommend is if there are grammatical issues, wording left out, that let's clean that up so that, much like any contract, if I want to approve it, I want to see a final finished copy. Now, there still may be issues that you may wish to have and we may wish or not, and you too, that may not be incorporated, but that's the way things go. So, but we have kept extending this. Let's finalize it. If there's some things we agree upon or don't agree upon, well, then that we may have to walk away with those differences, but at least let's get a finished agreement that can be presented to the board. Any other comment or public comment? If not, all in favor of the motions? Second?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
All right. I believe our next item is the executive session.
Items 7 through 10 are in executive session, and there is this a discussion with pertaining to Stephen W. Adams and Just Alloy LLC demand regarding Cachada Bayou mineral ownership in Section 7 and 8, Township 13 North, Range 10 West, Red River Parish, Louisiana. And item 8 is a discussion entitled, or a suit regarding a suit entitled Earl W. Cook et al. Versus the State of Louisiana, suit C-137912 and the 26th JDC, Bossier Parish, Louisiana. Item 9 is regarding the authority sought by staff to place EnLink Midstream LLC Bridgeline Holdings LP or its agents on demand and to authorize suit against EnLink Midstream LLC Bridgeline Holdings LP or its agents for trespass. And the final item is to a discussion to authorize staff to enter into a settlement negotiations and an operating agreement with Inlink Midstream LLC Bridgeline Holdings, LP or its agents regarding unauthorized operations on state-owned lands in Napoleonville Salt Dome Field in Assumption Parish, Louisiana.
All right, those are our executive session items. Do I have a motion to go in the executive session? Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We are in a recess to go in the executive session. We'll be back shortly.
So, did you... All right, do I have a motion to come out of executive session?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Secretary Harris. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We're back in the regular session. I believe Mr. Seidelman is going to discuss some of the things we went over in executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vice Chairman, sorry. I should know. I just swore you in.
I screwed you up.
All right. So we do have four items from executive session. On item number seven, the Stephen W. Adams and Justalotti LLC demand regarding Coushatta Bayou. The board has asked. I'm sorry, the Attorney General's office has asked the board to authorize a settlement as discussed, a settlement proposal from us as discussed in executive session. Emil, are we going to do these one by one or you want me to do them all at once?
It's their pleasure.
It's up to you. I think we can take them all together.
Very good then. For number eight, executive session on Earl William Cook et al. Versus the state of Louisiana. The Attorney General's office has proposed a final settlement number in that case, and as we discussed in executive session, we would ask for the board's authority to make that offer and proceed to settle that case with the private parties. Items number 10 and 11 go together. We have asked for authority to enter into negotiations with Inlink Midstream LLC, Bridgeline Holdings LP, or its agents, regarding operations on the Napoleonville Salt Dome in Assumption Parish, and we've asked the board to authorize those negotiations. We've also asked the board to authorize us, if necessary, to put those entities on demand and or to file suit against them for trespass related to these actions on the Napoleonville Salt Dome, and we would request that the board ratify those requests from executive session.
Okay, and I believe there, that was items 9 and 10 together.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Instead of 11.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, you were all briefed during the executive session on those issues that Ryan just outlined. So do you? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to that effect.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept the staff's recommendation. Second by Mr. Smith. Any further questions or discussion or public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. I believe that's
that completes
the end of all our items in legal and title controversy. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Secretary Harris, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Legal and title controversy is adjourned.
Roll call for the docket review committee. Mr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. LeBlanc? Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Mr. Cordaro?
Here.
We have a quorum. I call to order the docket review committee, and I appoint Mr. Fontenot to please present the agenda.
The following items are being submitted for the State Mineral and Energy Board's consideration under Category A, State Agency Leases, and Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency Lease Transfers. There are no items on the agenda for consideration. Under Category B, State Lease Transfer, staff recommends that item 1 be deferred and items 2 through 14 be approved. And finally, under Category D, Advertised Proposals, staff recommends that item 1 be approved.
Are there any questions or comments from the board? Are there any public comments or questions? We need a motion and a second to approve the motion, the staff's recommendation. I have a motion from Mr. Cordaro.
Second.
A second from Mr. Hike. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the docket review.
Move to adjourn.
I have a motion from Mr. Segura. A second from Mr. Cordaro. The committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call. Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Secretary Harris.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Ms. LeBlanc. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Perez. Governor Edwards, Mr. Morton, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Hike.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Thank you. I'd like to call the February 10, 2016 regular meeting in Lease Sale to order. Item 2 is the approval of the January 13, 2016 minutes.
So moved.
Move by Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions with the minutes? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to approval of those minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Item 3 is the adoption of committee recommendations. A, Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee. Can I have a motion to approve this committee's recommendations?
Move.
Move by Mr. Cordero's. I'm sorry, move by Mr. Segura. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? The board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed to these motions and approvals or recommendations? Hearing none, the recommendations are approved. Item 4 is not required. So we can skip to item 5, which is the award and leases. Mr. Vaughn, can you give us the staff recommendations, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The staff recommends that all of the bids be accepted. Those tracks that received multiple bids did not overlap, and we are able to accept all of them.
Thank you. You've heard staff's report and recommendations. Any comments or questions from the board? Is there any comments or questions from the public? The motion to approve second recommendations and award another leases.
Move to accept.
Move by Ms. Segura. Second by Mr. Cordero. Any comments or questions? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, those leases are awarded. Announcements?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sir. New business?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion. After some discussion with some of the members of the board, including Mr. Arnold and Mr. Segura, and of course, most of you know that I have not been a fan of the procedures since I got on the board, I'm going to make a motion, and the motion is to grant authority and request that our staff attorney to the board evaluate the process, rules, and procedures of the board and committees to determine if certain changes therein may result in more efficient conduct of our business. And by that I mean that it just doesn't, to me, make sense why we have to go into executive session numerous times. Doesn't seem to me to make sense why we have to have roll call over and over again about select committees. I think there's other ways to do this from a parliamentary standpoint. And just from an efficiency standpoint, I'm not quite sure what the answer is. But there may be some Robert's Rules of Order that we can fall back upon to make those changes. There may be some statutory requirements that I'm not aware of. I've discussed it briefly with our attorney. And so therein, I would ask that you second the motion and ask that our attorney give us some advice in that regard.
At this point, you're asking us to put it on the agenda, then we vote, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you made a motion?
I made a motion.
I'll second.
All right, so there's a motion second on the floor to request staff to make recommendations to better streamline the committee and the mineral lease sale, correct?
Yes.
It's actually a motion and a second, if I understood correctly, to add that to the agenda, and then you would have to vote on it separately. Right.
And that's fine.
But under Mr. Hike's new ideas, you could maybe do it all in the same time, right?
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
I'm not practicing law. I'm just...
Don't do that.
But you said
you're close. Well. Any further comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to Mr. Hike's motion? Hearing none, it carries.
One other comment, Mr. Chairman, if you may. I just want to make the board aware of something else that I'm doing. I have requested from Ms. Newman to look carefully at audits, and particularly audit fees and the costs therein to the state of Louisiana. She has provided me with certain information that since 2010, we've had almost 100 audits. And those audits are extremely expensive because it's just not any auditor or accountant that can conduct these oil and gas audits. That's money that the state actually loses. We are not able to recoup that. It may take a legislative act to recoup those expenses. So I've asked her to look at that. I've also requested information on deep rights and the rights of whether or not we should treat deep exploration differently than the way we have been in the state of Louisiana. There's Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, and Mississippi that treat deep rights differently from our state. I don't know if it would be efficient or whether or not it would be advantageous to our state to do this or not. We heard testimony earlier later last year in our meetings that we don't have the technology to conduct that type of deep right evaluation of leases, but obviously they're doing it in other states. It may be very beneficial to our state. I do not want to cause any harm to the industry at this moment in time, but It may be beneficial to the industry and our state. So I'm going to pursue independently those two ideas. I am going to put it in a memorandum form, or try to put it in a memorandum form. I have discussed this with a couple of legislators already, and they seem to be interested in both of those issues. And at some point in time, when I get to a completed document, if you will, I'll share it with you. But that's what I intend to do in the next couple of months. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hike. Mr. Tiedemann, just to make sure, we added this, the motion to the agenda. Now we need to actually vote on the
correct
item. Okay.
We need to vote on, we added your item to the agenda. Now we need to vote on it. Yes or no to do it.
Right. So you want to make a motion?
Well, I thought I did.
We need a motion to approve the item added to the agenda.
Okay.
They added it to
add
the agenda.
My motion to the agenda. My motion basically was, and I'll repeat it, and that is to grant the authority and request of the attorney for the board to evaluate the process, rules, and procedures of the board and committees to determine if certain changes therein may result in more efficient conduct of this board's business. And I ask that you, and the motion is that we add it to the agenda.
No, it's already added to the agenda.
Correct.
The
motion is just to approve
okay,
it.
Okay, to approve it. I thought we already approved it. Well, to approve it.
I'll second what he thinks he did.
Yeah.
We've heard a motion and a second. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is any board members that oppose this motion? Hearing none, it carries. Now announcements.
The total for today's lease sale is $519,939.15, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to almost $5 million. And the quarterly mineral revenue and production report has been published, and it's on our website. And Becky will be sending the link to that report to all the board members this afternoon.
Thank you. I'd like to have a motion to adjourn, please.
Move.
Move Ms. Gore, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Here now, we're adjourned. Thank you.